From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Belgian prosecutors have identified and issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attacks on the Brussels airport and a metro station. The federal prosecutor's office said in a statement Saturday that it issued an arrest for a man it only identified as Faisal C for involvement in a terrorist group, terrorist killings, and attempted terrorist killings. The statement did not confirm that Faisal C is the third Brussels airport suicide bomber seen in airport security camera video alongside two men who blew themselves up there. Belgian media reported that a man named Faisal Chafou was suspected of fleeing the Brussels airport. Syrian government forces moved deeper into the Islamic State-controlled city of Palmyra Saturday, recapturing several neighborhoods. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and regional media outlets reported airstrikes and artillery bombardment, saying that waves of explosions hit buildings and smoke could be seen rising from many locations. The observatory described fighting for the ancient desert city as the heaviest assault yet in a campaign by the Syrian army and its ally militia fighters backed by Russian ground and air forces. According to the monitoring group, the battle for Palmyra, now in its fourth week, has been costly for government forces that lost at least 10 soldiers Saturday. 18 others were reported killed Friday. Palmyra, coined as the Bride of the Desert, used to attract tens of thousands of tourists every year. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says he's offered the Prime Minister of Belgium the full array of U.S. support in bringing to justice any terrorists involved in planning or aiding in the unconscionable attack on innocent men, women, and children in Brussels this past week. Obama spoke during his weekly Saturday address.
Belgium's a close friend and ally of the United States. And when it comes to our friends, America has their back, especially as we fight the scourge of terrorism.
President Obama said a team of agents from the Federal Bureau of Investigation is already in Belgium supporting the investigation into the terrorist attack. A suspected suicide bomber detained before she could detonate explosives in a town on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria says she's one of the girls kidnapped from a Nigerian school at Chibok in 2014. Moki Edwin Kenzaka reports from Yaoundé.
Idrisu Yakubu, leader of a self-defense group in Limani, says they arrested one of the girls before she could blow herself up. Another surrendered and the other escaped back to Nigeria. He says the girl who surrendered confessed she was one of the more than 200 girls seized 2 years ago by Boko Haram from the Nigerian town of Chibok and taken to the Sambisa forest strongholds of the terrorist group. He says the 15-year-old girl who told them she was kidnapped from a school in Chibok ran to a woman in a nearby house and started crying for help, while another older girl with explosives on her body panicked and surrendered. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News.
Officers say a group of Islamic State suicide bombers has attacked a major military base in Iraq's Anbar province, killing 3 Iraqi soldiers. An Iraqi military commander, Major General Ali Ibrahim Dabun, said that 4 suicide bombers infiltrated the Al-Assad military base Saturday morning. He said that they were of various nationalities and they were killed by Iraqi security forces. Dabun did not specify any casualties among army ranks. On Saturday, 3 western U.S. states, Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington, are holding Democratic presidential caucuses in the run-up to the Democratic convention. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is the front-runner with a commanding lead, but Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has shown signs of being a formidable opponent of Clinton. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.